Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
From the Guns.com radio studio, hour number three, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Indeed, check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Well, here we go. We get to speak for the first time this week with Dean Weingarten. I'm presuming we got Dean. It sounds like we got Dean. How are you doing, sir?
I am here.
Did you have a good holiday? A Merry Christmas. Yeah?
I didn't travel much, but I had a good one. Made a lot of telephone calls.
Okay. Well, that's good. I mean, that you must get pretty good gas mileage just making telephone calls.
Yes, I do. but it was pretty good. I'm an optimist by nature, and even with all the horrible things happening in the United States, I remain optimistic.
So, let's start with this. Because I'm interested in this, because I think self-defense is colorblind. And I had not seen this, so I'm very curious about this. Let's talk about Davian L. Jones.
Yes, I monitor self-defense by looking at various sources, and I've developed a number on the Internet. And I came across this case, which looks really has a it really has a lot of similarity to the Kyle Rittenhouse case. One happened on the northwest side of Chicago, Antioch and the Wisconsin Kenosha are north, and Antioch is a bit to the west of Chicago, and the other one happened on the southeast side of Chicago and Indiana, and they're roughly about the same distance apart from the middle of Chicago. And what happened in this case that I came across was that a young man was faced by a hostile crowd, or claimed they were hostile crowd of people, and he had a firearm with a magazine capacity, in this case it had 50 rounds, whereas Kyle only had 30 rounds. And he fired into the crowd, and he killed one person and wounded another. In his case, one was white, one was black. In Kyle's case, there were two white people killed and one injured. And he immediately went to the authorities to report what had happened and to claim self-defense, which was similar in both cases. But the difference in the case on the southeast side of Chicago is that the shooter was a young black man. His name was Davian L. Jones, and whereas Kyle was a young white man who was 17 instead of 21. Jones was 21 years old. And initially, there were no murder charges that were filed against Jones, whereas murder charges were filed against Kyle Rittenhouse within, I think it was 36 hours. It was extremely fast and with virtually no or very little actual investigation. But after several months of investigation, murder charges were filed against Davian Jones. Both of them went to trial and had a jury trial, and both of them were found not guilty. Davian Jones initially was held on a $15,000 bond, and Kyle Rittenhouse was held on a $2 million bond. Now, after the charges were increased to murder in David Jones' case, it was increased to half a $1 million bond, which is still only one quarter of what Kyle Rittenhouse faced. And that bond was not put on until roughly 8 months later. So it appears that he spent maybe a little bit more time in actual jail awaiting trial than did Kyle Rittenhouse, but not a large amount. So, in both cases, there were uncooperative Rittenhouse. In both cases, both Rittenhouse and Jones fired multiple shots. Rittenhouse did not hit anyone that he wasn't trying to hit. Jones said that he was not attempting to hit the one person he killed. There's hundreds of hours a video involving Rittenhouse's case, and it was shown extensively in court. The best that I have been able to determine is there might have been one video that had some of the Davian Jones incident, and I don't know if it was shown in court. Rittenhouse faced a weapons charge that was found in court to be improper and for a crime that hadn't actually been committed. Jones was not charged with any weapons charges. So it appears to be enough similarity that you can say that the person who happened to be black, in this case Jones, was treated considerably better than Kyle Rittenhouse was treated, and both were found not guilty. So where does that show the white privilege we're all hearing about? I don't see it. So I thought, because the cases were kind of similar and not that far apart spatially, geographically, they're one side of Chicago and the other side of Chicago. I don't think, they might be 100 miles apart. It just showed me that when we see people on the left, and you see this, I thought this quite a bit as I reviewed comments and articles about the Rittenhouse case. They said that I have one quote from Julian Castro on Twitter that, you know damn well that if Kyle Rittenhouse were black, he would have been found guilty in a heartbeat or shot dead by cops on the scene. But here we have a black man in circumstances rather similar. He wasn't shot by police, wasn't even arrested by them, left out on relatively light bail for 8 months while they investigated, and then found not guilty in a jury trial. That seems, you know, in science we say that if you state a principle and then you find a counterexample, that counterexample disproves your principle. So clearly those people who say that a black person would, of course, have been treated far differently than Kyle, well, they may be correct up to a point in that the Davian Jones case seems to indicate a black person would have been treated far better.
Hang on for me, if you will. I got a couple of questions about this particular one. We're coming up on the break. This is ripped straight out of the page from Amoland.com. This is where Dean writes. This is where the majority of his work is. Nearly 1,900 articles there out of about, I guess, maybe 3,400. I don't know. I don't know if Dean knows. It's gotten to that point. But you can find it at Amoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. So, talking to Dean Weingarten, we're talking about this Davion Jones. Now, does his case fall under the jurisdiction of Kim Fox?
Kim Fox. That's a good question. It was in Indiana. I don't think so.
Okay, opposite side of Chicago. Okay.
Right. It's outside. It's about 15 miles outside of Chicago.
Right.
So I looked on the map, and it's about, by car, it's about 140 miles between Kenosha and LaPorte, Indiana, where it happened. And both of the events happened outside of Chicago and in another state. So, but Chicago is this huge metropolitan area in the middle. And so it's the closest, feature to look at. You could look at Lake Michigan and say both of them are just a few miles away from Lake Michigan, too, I guess. And in a straight line between Kenosha and LaPorte, it's a little over 100 miles. So they're geographically, they're really not all that far apart. I don't know culturally if they are hugely apart, but I think they probably are kind of similar. And I am not trying to imply that black people and black young men in general are treated better by police, but I think I intend, I should say, to imply that Kyle Rittenhouse was treated very badly by the media and that he was demonized and falsely accused of all kinds of horrible things in the media, whereas Davion Jones was fortunate in that the media paid little attention to him. And so he didn't have this demonization in the media that happened to Kyle Rittenhouse. Now, eventually, we may see, there's been hints of it, that Kyle Rittenhouse will file defamation lawsuits against media personalities and be able to collect some damages. It seems likely because significant media personalities continued to spread lies about him long after he was judged to be not guilty by a jury of peers in Wisconsin. So once the verdict is in, it's kind of hard to continue to claim that he is a murderer, and many people did so. And there's been no evidence presented that he has any connection to white supremacists. It's kind of amazing to see what happened to Kyle. It's like watching a modern-day Salem witch trial, where the people are shouting, white supremacist, hang them now, trial later. It's just crazy. But I thought this was a useful example to show that what we are told by major media organizations about reality is often simply untrue. So, and I wasn't there in either case, but I did watch copious amounts of video in the Kyle Rittenhouse case, and there was relatively little, I wasn't able to find any video I could watch in the Davion Jones case. So that is a major difference. But otherwise, there's a lot of similarities.
Well, it doesn't surprise me that black people have to practice self-defense because of the incidence of black-on-black crime, although I know most of that is gang-related. It doesn't surprise me that somebody who's not a gangbanger would get pulled into it.
And I don't know, Davion Jones didn't have any prior convictions for anything.
Right. So
yeah, and when you're 21 years old and you don't have any prior convictions, that's usually a pretty good indication that you're generally law-abiding.
Yep.
Most of the people who get into homicide have a string of convictions and arrests before they ever commit a homicide. That's the most common situation. And I don't know everything that happened in the Davion Jones case, but what I have seen reported indicates that, at least he was given a reasonable doubt, and the jury ruled that you couldn't disprove self-defense. There were a couple other differences. He was in a car, stopped, when he fired, and it's very likely the pistol could not be seen before he brought it up to fire, so it was essentially concealed. And whereas Kyle Rittenhouse was carrying his rifle openly so that everybody could see it, that's another change that actually is in the favor of Davian, because you know, what kind of mental case attacks somebody with a visible AR-15 available to them? Well, we know what kind of mental case. One of the people that Kyle Rittenhouse had to shoot. But it's not known if any of the people that Davian Jones, the two people that he shot, even knew that he was armed before he opened fire.
Right. Well, I mean, I've been saying it. As long as these blue cities keep doing what they're doing, we're going to see more Kyle Rittenhouses.
I agree.
We're going to see more and more of this.
More people will embrace self-defense when they see on a regular basis that the police are reluctant to protect them, and for good reason. I mean, if I were a police officer today in an area where the mayor and maybe the governor and the prosecutor have all said, well, you know, if you get involved in a case that involves a person of color, we're going to scrutinize you extra special careful to see if you need to go to prison.
Yep.
I would be hesitant to engage people who might be committing crimes where that might happen. And then you get a lot more crime, and people don't want to be victims of crime, so they start protecting themselves more. It's a pretty simple thing to understand.
Hang on there, right there for me, if you will, and we're headed to the next break. Dean Weingarten, you can find his works, his most recent works, nearly 1,900 of those most recent works, at amaland.com. This is where this article came from. I don't know if it was his latest one, but it looks like it was his latest one printed by them. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is being pressured by Democrats to cancel student debt. Back in September, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said Biden could get rid of the debt problem with a flick of the pen. Flight delays and cancellations are only getting worse due to weather and COVID issues. The website FlightAware is saying more than 2,600 flights within, into, or out of the United States have been delayed. Just under 900 have been canceled on Wednesday. The airports dealing with the most problems include Seattle, Newark, Los Angeles, and Chicago. This traveler telling Fox News he arrived at the airport early in case he needed to rebook his flight.
We got to the airport early for that reason. In case it does get canceled, hopefully we can catch another flight out from a different airline or whatever.
Airline travelers needing to pack their patients as well. This is USA Radio News. The two men suspected in a shooting at a Chicago area mall last week are now being charged. Both suspects are charged with counts of aggravated discharge of a firearm, and one is being handed down a count of aggravated battery. DuPage County State's Attorney Robert Berlin describing the nature of the shooting.
These two defendants decided to settle a verbal argument by taking out handguns and firing multiple times with thousands of men, women, children, and families present are evidence of an unconscionable degree of violence and a complete and utter disregard for the safety of the public.
Four people were injured during the incident, including one of the gunmen. All are expected to recover. The National Association of Realtors reporting pending home sales fell unexpectedly in November, sales falling 2.2% instead of increasing by a half of a percent as economists had predicted. This is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Speaking to Dean Weingarten and speaking about the stuff he's written lately, this caught my eye. Nevada Supreme Court stops lawsuit against gun manufacturers. Who was bringing a suit in Nevada against gun manufacturers?
Horrific mass killing in Las Vegas where we had that... I would have to say, by definition, insane person up in the tower on the high-rise casino hotel,
right,
where he fired down on the concert and killed, what was it, about 60 people, I think. I mean, it was a large number.
Very nearly.
And this lawsuit arises from that case, which happened, I think, on 1 October in 2017. And, you know, those who want a disarmed population will try to use these incidents to disarm. And one of the things that they have been trying to do for a couple decades now is to make manufacturers of firearms liable for damage that criminals cause with firearm. I mean, and it's a really stupid idea. If you would hold manufacturers liable for criminal damage that one of their products is used to do, well, we'd hold Ford manufacturer liable for when criminals use a Ford to get away from a bank robbery or to travel to where they're going to murder somebody. I mean, it's an absolutely not supportable, logically invalid use of the law. But they came up with some novel theories, and basically what they said in the case in Nevada was, well, because the manufacturer made guns that they knew that criminals could use to commit horrific crime, therefore they should be liable. And they filed in federal court, and this is kind of interesting, but the federal court went to the, I think it was the federal district court, and they said, well, hold on, isn't there a Nevada law that says you cannot file these kind of lawsuits in Nevada? Because the case was filed in Nevada.
Right.
And so they turned it over to the Nevada Supreme Court to rule on the case, because Nevada has a very strongly worded statute that says you're not allowed to file lawsuits against firearms manufacturers or distributors, either of ammunition or, you know, firearms. And you just, you don't have any cause of action in Nevada. You just don't. And that doesn't have the exception. There are a few exceptions in national law, which is called the Protection of Legal Commerce in Arms Act, PLCAA, which was created because of this late political attempt by a bunch of people to bankrupt gun manufacturers and distributors and retailers by suing them repeatedly, even though they knew the lawsuits had no real chance of success. So in Nevada, they created a similar law, but they made it even stronger. And I'll read one little paragraph out of here, and it's NRS 41.131. The first paragraph. No person has a cause of action against the manufacturer or distributor of any firearm or ammunition merely because the firearm or ammunition was capable of causing serious injury, damage, or death, was discharged, and proximately caused serious injury, damage, or death. This subject is declaratory and not in derogation of the common law. So there's no mitigating factors there. There's no buddy who is excluded. No person has a cause of action against the manufacturer or distributor. And it doesn't say whether the manufacturer or distributor were legal or not, were licensed or not. It just says there's no cause of action. And so the Nevada Supreme Court ruled, and I think quite correctly, that no, the law says you don't have any ability to sue in Nevada. It's spelled out right in the law. You can't do it. And so they said, can't do it. And I believe that the federal court then declared that the lawsuit is invalid because it's not legal under Nevada law.
Now, was this a lawsuit that was spurred by some anti-gun group? And was it filed by an individual? Who's on the hook for all of those legal fees? Because
that's a good question. And my understanding is that there were individuals, a couple of individuals, and they may have been recruited by anti-gun groups. But I'm not privy to that information for certain, so I can't tell you for sure. But it looks to me that's usually what happens, is that there in this case there were probably hundreds of people that could claim that they were victims, and so there's a large group of people to search to see if you can find someone who's willing to sue. And it's not difficult. I mean, if you've been wounded or had a loved one killed or injured, you know, there's a lot of emotion there. And the thought of being able to find someone to blame that you could actually get money from, it's a pretty strong motivation. So with this large number of potential victims, I would suspect that people who are looking to find a lawsuit were actively looking to recruit somebody, but I wasn't there. That's just speculation on my part.
So we don't know who actually filed this.
Oh, well, yeah, that you can go to the court records and you'll see who actually filed. There's a name there, and I think that there are some support groups. It's not on the tip of my tongue right now. I could, when we get to the break, maybe I'll get a chance to look that up.
I remember with Lucky Gunner, where they got sued.
Yeah, I remember that case.
And the parents that sued, they were put up to it by the Brady campaign. And supported, quote-unquote, supported all the way through it until they threw it out, and then they told the parents that they were on the hook for the legal fees.
Right, they had to pay the court cost of the...
couple of $100,000, yeah.
But, and I'm not sure how it'll work out in this case, because it's not at all clear that the Nevada law has the same action ability that the federal law does. And then, and there was the Colorado law in that suit too, which changes things a bit more. And I haven't done the research to tell you whether or not the people who filed the lawsuit are liable for the court costs of the people who they filed against in this case. And as I recall, the one in Colorado was about ammunition, too.
It was. Yeah, it was. Hang on for me. Ammunition. Hang on for me. We'll be right back talking to Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137.
That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
On the firing line. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, and we were just talking about what happened in Nevada, where they discovered after they'd filed suit that there was a law that prohibited them for suing anybody for this.
Yes, and part of it was that one of the law firms used was from Connecticut, where they've had some success in going after, I think, Colt or Smith & Wesson. Colt, I think, in the case of the school shooting there. And in that case, it was claimed that Colt had violated their advertising law.
Remington.
Although they'd never been prosecuted for violating the advertising law, and it was highly questionable if they were violating the advertising law. The
I think that was Remington or Bushmaster. I don't think it was Colt. It was Remington or Bushmaster.
Yeah, okay. I think Remington and Bushmaster. I think you're correct on that. Thank you for correcting me. But the law firm who pursued that case was also involved in this Nevada lawsuit. And the claim that they were making, and that there was one particular victim that they were suing on the part of, her name is Carrie Parsons. She was murdered in Las Vegas as part of that mass murder. And they claimed that because bump stocks could be installed on AR-15s, that AR-15s were therefore illegal machine guns because they could be converted to fire like machine guns by having a bump stock put on them. And so that did not fly in Nevada. Now, they may file a lawsuit some other way. It's possible. So we'll see. Oh, and just to let you know that you said we're getting close to 1900. The next article that I send to Ammo Land will be the 1900 article. I don't know, as you suggested, whether it's 3,400 or 3,500, I'll have to do some calculations to see how many total articles I have out there now.
At a certain point, does it matter, Dean? I mean, you're really the godfather of this. I mean,
what matters is doing the next one and doing it well and finding interesting topics that people want to hear about. I mean, there's all kinds of interesting stuff. At least I find a large amount of interesting topics to write about, and I've been doing some research on polar bears, for example, that eventually I will publish, that there are people who actually claim that polar bears are less dangerous than other bears because in some areas more people have been killed by other bears than by polar bears.
But are polar bears there?
Well, that's just it. Polar bears and people don't come in contact very often. So it's kind of like saying, well, in states where there isn't much lightning, not many people get killed by lightning, so lightning really isn't very dangerous.
Right.
I mean, it's just silly. I've seen that, and I'm looking at it. And what I find is that historically, polar bears were always recognized as extremely dangerous, and they still are recognized as dangerous today. The people who talk about going into areas where there are polar bears all say, you better have a gun or better be next to somebody with a gun if you're going into an area by polar bears. Because even if you have bear spray, and while we like bear spray, you know, there's good chances that it won't work because of weather or something, which is true. And so even these people who try to claim that, you know, polar bears are not all that dangerous because we don't have that many people killed by polar bears realize that if you go where the polar bears are,
yeah,
they're dangerous.
Then you get on the menu. Then you get on the menu.
Yeah, you do. And it's the amount of, how should I put it, mental gymnastics that people have to go through to get to these positions is really kind of funny to see. But they are more popular in the media if they put forward these strange mental positions to promote the latest narrative about, I think for polar bears it's mostly because they're trying to promote this idea that the Earth will end in a few years if we don't all stop doing whatever we're doing immediately.
Well, I don't know. Last time I heard, I think it was at the beginning of Trump's term, we had 12 years. So now we're down 5 now, so we got 7 years left. Nobody's told me that isn't still ticking down. But
there was a recent article by The Guardian, The Guardian, which is a big far-left newspaper in Britain, where they had predicted that basically, you know, many European cities would be under seawater now in the year 2000, back in, I think it was about 1990 or something, no, 1980. 20 years from now, all these cities will be under the ocean. And it just didn't happen. Didn't even come close to happening. But we have records showing that's what they said. And, you know, these predictions continue to fail and continue to fail, and they keep making excuses. Well, you know, this happened. And what you can see what the game is. And the game is, if we put all these restrictions in place that, by the way, make us a lot of money and make us very powerful, and that's just coincidental, of course. It's not that has anything to do with our promoting this. Then 10 or 20 years from now, we can claim, see, we put all those restrictions in place, and we saved the planet. Because, of course, nothing happened.
Right.
It's kind of like the guy claiming that he's toting around this double rifle in the middle of Indiana. I'm keeping, the rogue elephants away. Well, we've never had a rogue elephant around here. See? See how well it works?
Yeah. So, what I was going to ask you, though, regarding polar bears. Now, I know that with your research, you found that every caliber of gun has killed a bear. And I'm presuming we're talking about black bears and up to grizzly bears.
Yeah.
But, and whatever, you know, regionally, if you're talking about Kodiaks or brown bears, aren't they all about the same as the grizzly bear? It just depends on where they're from.
Well, the big difference is how much food they get.
Right.
You know, if you're on Kodiak Island where they get lots of salmon and have access to huge amounts of food, they get huge. But they're still genetically very, very close, if not identical, to grizzly bears.
Okay. So does it take a more robust round for a polar bear?
Oh, what rounds have you used?
Yeah.
Well, there are not. It's hard to get the records for polar bears because there's not that many people who are up there. And the ones that are up there usually don't write in, you know, public magazines about what happened. But I have some anecdotal evidence from two or three different sources talking about how people have used 22 rimfire to kill polar bears in more than one instance. And they seem pretty credible. You know, one talked about how there was a native hunter had been using a 22 to kill polar bears, and that some visiting tourist had bought a skull from him, you know, for some cash. And he said, oh, well, that's pretty good. And that he had a pile of several skulls with 22 holes in the skull of polar bear skulls, you know, that he had for sale. It actually sounded very credible the way that it was discussed. And then there was another case.
Well, I'll tell you what, we'll talk about this Friday if you have the time. We'll be here Friday.
Very good.
Ending 2021 on a high note with Dean Weingarten on Friday. Thank you very much for joining me this afternoon.
It's always a pleasure, Bill.
Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.